Chicago Speaks with Les Brown.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Marilyn Logan. She is an author. She's an entrepreneur. She's an icon in real estate. I think she's more of an icon in terms of helping people learn how to make millions of dollars in real estate. But she's written a book called I Can't Afford to Marry You, A Guide to Understanding the True Cost of Love. Good morning once again, Marilyn Logan. How are you?
Good morning, Les. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to see you.
Now, the title of the book is I Can't Afford to Marry You, A Guide to Understanding the True Cost of Love. Tell us about that.
You know, it's a true story. As you said before, I'm originally from Chicago. I grew up here, but I live in Houston, Texas right now. Went to Simeon High School, Kennedy King, Roosevelt. So
really?
I'm here in Chicago. But the book is a true story, and it's about where couple is about to get married. Everything is planned for this wedding, this four-star wedding. There's 200 people invited. And 1 month before the wedding, the guy decides to look at the woman's finances, how she's managing and spending her money. Mm-hmm. And based on how she's managing and spending her money, he says to her, I love you, but we have an issue. Right now, you are a liability, and I can't afford to marry you. And he calls the wedding off. Now, when people read this initially, they say to me all the time, why did he wait so long? Why didn't he mention this 6 months ago, a year ago? Why 30 days before the wedding? My response is, did you get married and discuss this before you got married? Did any of your relatives discuss money and how to manage money? You know, you all were talking earlier this morning with Wanda about a lot of the issues in the community, and I say, And don't jump on me on my comments, but I say a lot of it has to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
Money is the number one cause for divorce, and money is not taught in families. And I think that when you don't teach children, small kids, 8, 9 years old, how to manage money, to me, it's a form of child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that there's problems and not, they're wanting things and not knowing how they think a debit card. I think when you give a debit card to a kid or write them a check for birthday or Christmas, shame on you. They don't understand. Kids need to see and touch money every day. They need to have allowance. They need to know what money means to them and how to manage the money to make things work for them instead of seeing things on the television and have this I want mentality. Mm-hmm. So when you grow up with this I want mentality, you become a teenager with I want and I have. Then you get to a point where you want to buy what you want and you beg
what you need.
Mm-hmm. So I Can't Afford to Marry You is a book that statistics show that more women should be buying. But it's ironic that I have more men buying this book.
Why?
I think that what I hear from, I know. I hear comments like one guy called me from Florida and he said, I thought that I was a wonderful husband and an outstanding dad until I read I Can't Afford to Marry You. But after reading the book, he said that I found out that I could be a better husband and a better dad. I did not know, he said, that how important security was to my wife. I had no clue. I said, well, what did your wife think about the book? He says, she wanted to marry the guy in the book. What are you doing with your immediate family right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Yes, our family is having a family reunion this weekend. And I'm talking about money today. Because I know families get together every year for family reunions. And they talk about the important things like who got married, who's gay, who's sleeping with who just bought a new house, who got a new car, who got a promotion. All those important issues.
Mm-hmm.
But they never talk about money. When they know that they're hurting with that. You know, I spoke with a cousin just last night here in Chicago, told me that she worked for White Castle Hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
White Castle. I grew up on White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
White Castle Hamburger. She told me she worked there for 21 years. I said, how much do you have in your retirement account after working for 21 years in one company? That's unheard of nowadays.
Right.
She
mm-hmm.
said $73,000. Mm-hmm. That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Right now, she should have at least about $400,000 to $500,000 in that account. She has $73,000 because no one told her how to invest her money when she signed her name on that job application.
Mm-hmm.
No one explained that to her. So I'm running into people all the time saying, I didn't know. And people don't understand when they read I Can't Afford to Marry You, it walks you through things that you know that you'll see yourself. I have people emailing me saying, how did you know about my life? See, your life and my life and your life are similar.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of things together and alike. For instance, we will all need to deal with our credit report. Mm-hmm. See, a credit score to me is a new report card. That's the adult report card. Because and kids go out of high school into college and they ruin it. Mm-hmm. And that's when they start ruining their lives. And that's when they start marrying people that they should marry. You say a lot of times, Les, that you should ask this question and not out of order. Where are you going and who's going with you?
Yes.
Where are you going and who's... Most people ask that question out of order. Mm-hmm. Out of order.
Yeah.
And so when you mm-hmm. marry somebody, you don't have that. I think you should have money talk long before you have pillow talk. See, absolutely. If you had money talk before you had pillow talk, there mm-hmm. were some people you would never lie your head next to.
That's a good, now that, now you said a mouthful.
Wow. Wow.
That's exactly right.
You said if you have money talk before you have pillow talk, there's some people you won't lay your head next to.
You need to have conversations about important issues that you deal with every day. See, mm-hmm. most people go to work on Monday just to give their money away. And on Tuesday, they're giving their money away. Most people don't make money for themselves until Thursday about 2 o'clock.
Mm.
All the other days, they're just giving their money away because
between
of stuff. See, I say less is a lot. Less is not more. Less is a lot. To have a little, to have debt-free. You talked to me early mm-hmm. about being debt-free, mm-hmm. drama-free. See, when you have debt, drama comes in from all over places.
That's right.
But when you're debt-free, you can see that demon walk into, you can see the negativity in someone that you go, can't have them in my environment.
That's right.
You can see this job that I cannot take.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this restaurant I shouldn't walk into because I know what it's going to do to my skin and the calories that I'm going to eat. People eat out of depression because their money ain't right.
If you just tuning in, we're talking with Marilyn Logan. She's written a book called I Can't Afford to Marry You, A Guide to Understanding the True Cost of Love.